Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's the third year, right? Third amp here for this event, and always have a really good time. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Falcons snapped their losing streak last night to the Saints, 24-10. We'll get back into some college football at 1:20 as well. Haven't had a ton of time yet to talk about what Saturday was. Also, or obviously, very disappointing night for Georgia Tech, but some other big results on Saturday. Then we'll get the phone lines opened back up for the AMA and or Falcons calls at 1:40.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was and now this week's rivalry week.
Yep.
You know, you got some big games. We know the Egg Bowl. Obviously, yep. Georgia Tech is coming on.
Washington, Oregon.
Virginia. We talked earlier about the Virginia, yep. Virginia Tech, because Virginia wins that, they're in the ACC championship game. And they never beat Virginia Tech.
In like 20 years, you said.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I think it's like 2-20 over like
that's,
how many?
That's wild.
Yeah, they never. And so you got those implications right there. Lane Kiffin's deadline is, quote unquote, supposed to be this weekend. You know,
they have what a circus! That's
what a
become.
Circus, dude! Yeah. It really, really has.
It's
man.
A shame,
and it's bad. And then obviously the Iron Bowl.
Yeah,
Alabama going down to Jordan Hare at night.
At night, yeah.
You know, they still control their own destiny to get to the SEC championship. Texas A&M's. I mean,
there's a lot of great games.
Yeah, man,
this weekend.
It's a lot of great games going on this weekend, man.
What
starting Friday?
Is Georgia Tech Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
It's Friday. Okay,
yeah.
And that's at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Yeah, man, that's where's I'm sure they've already announced it. I'll look it up. We can talk about it at 1:20. But game day, has a million places to choose from for this weekend. I don't know. I wonder if Washington wouldn't have lost to Wisconsin if they
maybe
potentially
that
considered, because they were in Eugene last weekend, and that was crazy as always. That was an okay game. USC fought, but they're
not good enough. I was gonna go to Austin, maybe. No, doubt it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll look it up. We'll get there in about 15 minutes. All right, let's get back in, though, to the big story of the day and talk about what the Falcons were able to do last night. Big story. That's right. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Second and goal at the 9. Atlanta 3, New Orleans nothing. We're 2 minutes, 15 seconds. 3 minutes, 15 seconds into quarter number 2 here at the Superdome.
Well, this is where Drake normally is big. Kyle's going to have to step up big right here.
Warner in the backfield. Cousins wants to throw. Shoots it to the end zone. David Sills! Touchdown, Atlanta! Oh, my goodness. The first career touchdown for David Sills.
You know, obviously when he came off the injury last year, he was felt a little bit uncomfortable in the pistol. He's back to what he's been in the past and what he's played the 12, 13 years, whatever it's been in the National Football League. So, we did what accommodated Kurt and what made him look the best and what made us feel the best about going out there and operating.
Wes Durham just texted me, said game day's in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wes.
Thanks, Wes. I mean, first of all, we mentioned this on Friday as far as who was going to be the receivers, who was going to step up. And all those guys play with Kurt in practice, scout team, and those things. So they got maybe a little bit better rhythm and all those different things. I mean, the play to David Sills is the easiest play, easiest touchdown he's going to make. Outside technique, bang eight. I mean, you can't get no better than that. Then you hold the second. They did a great job. And I'll give Zach Robinson, they did a great job holding that underneath coverage with the underneath route, being able to get things over the top. Did a really good job of scheme like that. We talked about 13.
What does that? How do you do that?
Because basically, the underneath coverage, if there's a route that they have to cover, uh-huh. then that opens that hole up even more. And they did a good job of doing those things yesterday, especially, like I said, on the touchdown play to Seals. But I thought, you know, playing 13 personnel gets you a lot more because you have Kyle Pitts, as bad as he played yesterday, in my opinion. He still gives you an option to get guys out with that being able to block and lock up things. And so that I think that's always a good thing. On that play right there, Charlie is in the backfield and just runs in there and stones the linebacker in the A-gap to give Kirk that much more time. So I thought the play call was really good. I thought Kirk was really good. I know, you know, and we talked about it on our show to start the show as far as trigger word days, play action, and under center. You know that Carl and Mike are going to talk about it. You know that CT is going to talk about it on his show because of what you saw yesterday from a quarterback who is one of the best to ever do it in his generation. Kirk, as much as we want to talk about Kirk, make fun of him, and Hall of Fame, breadwinner, and all those different things, the dude grew up under center.
Yeah.
He grew up with the play action pass. He grew up doing all those things.
The reason he's been able to pad his wallet the way
he
has,
because he does it,
is because he wins in play action.
Yes, he's one of the best to ever do it, you know. And so, I mean, I know that's going to be a big thing, but I mean, I don't want to take nothing away from this win because it's been 5 damn weeks since they won a damn football game.
Yeah, man.
You know,
it's okay to be happy that your team won the game.
You know, and I think
it's okay to be frustrated that it took 5 weeks to get there.
And I understand that too.
But it's they beat the New Orleans Saints in their building yesterday by 2 touchdowns.
Yes, they did. And I'm talking about to be clock dominated the way they were in that third quarter. You're like, damn, I didn't realize they only ran 3 plays in 30. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
And then for them to just every time they got in the red zone to bow their neck. I'm talking about the defense. And then a couple of times the Saints got too damn cute. And the Falcons were able to stop them. Thing like the only touchdown they scored was a pick 6.
Yeah, the defense didn't allow any touchdowns.
Where your pick time, where your tight end has to catch the ball.
I know.
Don't care.
Don't we want to call him big time?
Yeah, because that's my thing. Like,
he's not.
I mean, I don't know Kyle like that. Kyle will tell you he should have caught the ball.
Well, I'm sure.
Kyle should tell you. Kyle.
There's 3 balls. There's 3 balls.
I got to grab it. I got to grab it, man. And his biggest thing is when around.
I don't doubt that he knows.
Contested catches, bodies around him. He just, I don't know.
I don't know. I know.
But whatever, man.
I think we're 6 games away from that not being our problem.
They got to win, which is the most important thing. And now you're in a situation where you're playing another bad football team on the road in New York City. They're bad. You know, they're looking to try and get up to get them something. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to figure out, you know. And so when you feel good today, I don't know, you know, it's always different schedules over the holidays, especially around Thanksgiving when you play on Sundays and when you practice. You're practicing on Thursday. It's usually earlier in the morning. You go and then don't get too fat. That was the greatest thing ever with Nick Saban was we played on Thanksgiving holidays with Nick Saban. Because his ass, this the pettiness that he would do, would have weigh-in on Friday instead of Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the pettiness.
Just so you couldn't enjoy the dinner.
The pettiness of Nick Saban to have – because weigh-in was always Thursday.
Right, but not Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, yeah. The pettiness of him.
Wow.
The pettiness of him.
That's crazy.
To have weigh-in on Friday was just –
Yeah, don't have too much pie. Man.
Yeah, dog. Just foul.
We got the Jets on Sunday.
Just foul. Then we played Detroit his first year.
Thursday. On Thanksgiving?
They played Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
fun. We played the noon game in Detroit.
That's cool.
But –
was that bad Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys got to win?
Yeah, we won that game because we were okay Miami. We were still hanging around. Uh-huh. I think that's the game that he cusses out before he tells us to shut the hell up and listen and we'll go on to win. I think that might be the game. No, you know what? That was the next year because Joey Harrington threw me a touchdown. So that was the next year when Joey Harrington became our starting quarterback after Dante Culpepper and all that stuff happened. But, yeah.
I didn't know you caught a touchdown from Joey Harrington.
I damn sure did, dog.
Joey Heisman.
I caught a touchdown on Thanksgiving Day in got the ball at Dallas.
Oh, that's great.
It has Thanksgiving on it.
That's awesome.
But, no, I mean, they were able to do something they haven't done in a while, man. And then I don't know what the status of Drake London is going to be this week.
Yep.
We do know Michael's having surgery this week.
We do know that. Yes. He's going to be in Los Angeles having surgery on his knee. Yes. So, you know, recovery starts as soon as the procedure's over.
You're on that damn machine.
We also know officially that Billy Bowman tore his Achilles in practice last week. They didn't make that official announcement.
Right.
Jeremy Fowler, I think, reported it about an hour ago. So that's that. It really sucks. A rookie that was having a nice year and making an impact and you know, gets hurt in a walkthrough because I understand it.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
I don't know.
Because it just came.
Maybe there's more details.
It got to be more details than just a walkthrough and you blow out your damn Achilles. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. But, yeah, that's just such an unfortunate – because of the injury and the timing. Billy won't be back.
No.
Billy might not play next year.
Right, he might
you
not.
Know, and that's that's another awful thing because this young man has so much potential and everything. You saw Xavier Watts pick the ball up and then, like, bat it down. Hell no.
No, I'm padding these stats.
No, I'm trying to get these stats.
Because he had a couple in the first couple games. Hadn't had one, I think, since –
I think they said week three or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so
I think
week
that's
three.
What they said.
So now he's got three this year. Love that.
But I thought, you know, D. Alford, I mean, he played his ass off.
He's been playing well all year.
He played really, really good.
Yeah, he really did.
Obviously, you know, the Saints are bad. We understand it. Kamara going out early in the game. Great play by Caden Ellis and everything. Unfortunately, he got hurt on that play.
God, I'm surprised he didn't get hurt worse.
Yeah, he came in banged up, you know. And so, I mean, the only thing I hated was that Cam got a damn sack yesterday.
I know. Of course he did.
Yeah.
Always does.
Yeah, man.
Of course he did.
Ugh. Didn't do that.
At least they fell on the fumble.
Do that crazy ass dance he does.
Yeah, man. He's been good for a long time.
And
remember, we talked about it leading into the game. Was like, as old as he is, he had 4 weeks in a row where he had at least a half a sack.
Dude,
then he always gets home against the Falcons.
He does.
He's got like 27 career sacks against him.
Yeah, man. He does.
It's crazy.
And then I forgot what Drew Brees said. He said that Matt Ryan sees him in his dreams.
Cam Jordan said he enjoys sacking Matt Ryan more than any other player.
Yes.
Hey, the Falcons have one up on the Saints in the all-time head-to-head matchup
now.
It was tied 56-56 going into the game. The Falcons got him 57-56 now.
There we go.
After that, and they play him week 18 this year, too. So, I mean, there are, you know, you got the Jets this week, should be able to play like you did yesterday again and get a win. Obviously, there's better teams on your schedule, but you have the Bucs, too, and you have the Saints.
And
the Bucs have lost three in a row.
And they're banged up.
They're banged up, man.
Baker's hurt. That's a big thing right there. And I love me some Teddy Bridgewater. But Teddy won't win in that game because the Rams thoroughly kicked the Bucs' ass.
Yeah, and they might have done that to Baker. They might have, you know.
They were beating the hell out of Whitbaker.
They were. Yeah. The Rams might be the best team in the NFL right now.
I think they are. But they got holes somewhere. But then, where we go, the Philadelphia Eagles lost because a man said he was a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Philadelphia choked that game away.
They were up 21-0.
Choked the game away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then the highlight, if you go watch the highlight of that punt return where the Eagles fumbled the ball, where he's a dumbass because you never field a punt inside the five. But the effort that gunner.
Oh, I know.
The effort that number 38 put on display.
I've seen that all across social media.
That is an the effort.
Because he got smoked off the line twice.
And then just kept going, kept going, and made the tackle and forced the fumble. Yeah. Just unbelievable.
It really is. Like, that's the tape right
Unbelievable
there. Watch that.
Unbelievable.
That's effort personified. All right. We'll come back. We'll switch gears a little bit. Talk a bit about what happened on Saturday. Obviously, the Pittsburgh-Georgia Tech game. Some of the other big results as well. And because we only have three shows this week, kind of start looking ahead to rivalry weekend as well.
Right, because say it five times faster.
I can't.
Rivalry
and brewery. And well-qualified borrowers. Can't say that either. My mouth just stops working. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA slash also more Falcons calls. Falcons fans, floor is open if you want to talk about yesterday's game. Great calls at 11:40 and 12:40. We'll do that again in about 20 minutes as well. 404-726-0929 or traditional AMA questions as well, as we broadcast live from Eagle Watch Golf Course, the Brown Grass Classic, third annual. Always really fun broadcasting from up here. And again, beautiful weather. Everybody's super nice.
Yes.
This year they kind of went out with the swag.
Yeah,
too.
Man, like, we got night. They got, I mean, the sweatshirt is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I love me some caps, so I got me a cap, got me a flask.
Got a flask.
Yeah, man, this is, yeah, yes.
They got us these nice, like, I don't even know what material that is.
I don't know. It holds liquor.
Yeah, it does.
It don't matter what kind of material it is.
It does. It fills up.
Long the liquor won't leak.
Yeah, you could put that lady right over there, that bartender.
Yeah.
She'll put whatever you want in there if you ask.
Did she fill it up?
Yeah.
For 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
two doubles.
Two doubles?
Yeah, two doubles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's in there.
You're going to have a great
year. We'll go hit some golf balls.
I'm telling you what, it would hit hard. If you smoke cigars,
I know.
I don't want to put that
when
on.
When I grow up.
When you grow up.
Someday when I grow up.
When you grow up. let me be the guy to have you smoke with.
Yeah,
A cigar.
Yeah, you're the only person that it would mean anything to.
Yes, it would be.
If I smoked my first cigar with you, yes. About, I might throw up.
Yeah,
you
know? There's a possibility.
Yeah, who knows? Well, that wouldn't be the first time you've seen that.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
It's a possibility. But, yeah, we found out game day is going to be in Columbus? Are they playing in Columbus or
in
Ann Arbor?
I believe it's in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Uh-oh.
It's a big one, man.
They're going to beat the hell out of Michigan.
I think probably.
They're going to beat the hell out of Michigan.
But they've been better than Michigan than they are this year.
Yes.
Like, Michigan's not great, but they're not bad. Like,
right.
Michigan wasn't very good last year.
No.
You know, and they still beat them. And Ohio State won the national championship last year. So the gap last year was way wider. Remember that game?
Yes.
Like, they just – Chip Kelly. Again, Chip Kelly, Raiders should have known just by looking at that game from last year.
Like, Chip got something on somebody, man.
Yeah, man.
He got a relative in the CIA or something.
You want to talk about like,
falling up.
Like brands that somehow just maintained a level.
Yes.
Like this guy hasn't been a good offensive coordinator since he left Oregon in 2013.
Exactly.
Like, or maybe 2014.
But you remember he's the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers?
Didn't go great.
Yeah.
I guess there were some moments in Philadelphia.
Yes.
But that was more about him having total control and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he was really, really good in Oregon and Maine, I think, or Vermont.
West New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, whatever.
Hampshire,
they're all the same place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there. And then, again, obviously, I mean, he's an important figure in the history of college football and offense and all that stuff. But, like, he's been living on that for a long time.
Man.
Like, they were not good
and
at UCLA.
And then he might get a freaking job.
And that's the thing. Is like, he probably will. But there's smart people in every fan base.
Yeah.
And if you're a, you know, you're an alum of, I don't even know what it would be at this point. Where's it going to go?
Cal.
Like, if you're, and there's a lot of smart people in that fan base. Yeah. You're a Cal alum and they have Chip Kelly. Are you happy?
But you're trying to figure out how you can get to a point where you got to afford somebody. Like, he's probably the coach after 9 years. I know Coach Ron is the new GM or whatever over the program out there at Cal.
Justin Wilcox had been their coach for nine years. That's
9 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so you're in a situation where that. So, I mean, but it's like, you know, it's cheaper to keep. I said it's cheaper to keep. Bye-bye. But that's what I'm saying. Florida State, are we keeping Norvell? Like, how many coaches have kept their jobs? I tell you who got over, though, and got a decision. Oh, boy, up there in Nebraska. Boy.
Yeah, he played that
the right way.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They got their ass whipped.
They're, you know,
goodness.
They're not good.
I mean,
now his starting quarterback's hurt.
I don't care. Penn State beat the brakes off of Nebraska.
Yes, they did.
All right? Beat
yes,
the brakes off of
Nebraska. And it was Penn State that got him the raise.
Yes. Penn State got him the raise.
Because he was going to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Penn State wasn't. I know he's got history and all that, but still, no. I will, as we just were not very often, we're going to talk about Cal football.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stanford, man.
Yep.
Like, very weird situation. Frank Reich comes in for 1 year and kind of – they won some games, and they won their rivalry game. And I don't know if you saw the clip, Andrew Luck getting interviewed while they scoop and score. He's, like, doing an in-game interview.
Oh, no, I see that.
And they scored a defensive touchdown behind him, and he's jacked up. And
but as I was saying, that's another job that's going to be open. You know?
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, that one's always sneaky to me.
Yeah.
It could be good. Like, Harbaugh did great there.
Yes.
Shaw did well there for a while.
Yes.
Like, Andrew Luck's in charge. I don't know what that means exactly, like, how much that matters. But if they're throwing money at it, which it sounds like they are, like, I don't know. They'll probably have some good tight ends and offensive linemen.
Yeah. Yeah. And a nice running back.
And a nice – they usually do.
Yeah, man. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, I mean –
the next great white running back coming to a Stanford University near you.
That's going to be – I mean, but so, like, because – we know the coaching whatever revolves around Lane right now. It's three schools.
Yep.
Maybe it might be down to two. Whatever.
Who you think's
believe.
Out?
From what you read, Florida's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, from what you read.
You know,
sure.
And so I don't know where it goes, but he has a big game this weekend. Like, Mississippi State trying to get bowl eligible still.
They better win.
They better win that freaking game.
Like,
because last time he went through this crap with Auburn, they fell off a cliff.
Exactly. He got that big raise from Ole Miss midseason.
Because
it
just wasn't him. It was it affected the players.
Oh, they went 0-5 afterwards.
Yes.
They completely. I don't know if they were undefeated. Maybe they had one loss, and then they completely fell off a cliff after that because it was a distraction.
Yes.
It's definitely a distraction.
Yes. It might not be a distraction for Lane.
Maybe not. Well, it got to be for him, don't you think?
Ah, he loves
it. It might not be a distraction for the players because they're not doing anything but getting ready. Oh, he loves it.
He loves it.
No, and again, whether it's a distraction or not, if they lose.
Yeah.
It's a distraction,
right?
Like, everyone's going to say that it was. I'm ready for this to get over with.
Yeah.
Even at this point now, if he stays at Ole Miss, it still is like, why did you drag this thing out as long as you did? Unfortunately, and we spent a lot of time last week, certainly on Friday, leading into what was at stake for Georgia Tech at home against Pitt. And the atmosphere was great. Fans were ready.
They did their thing, man.
Pitt came out and punched Georgia Tech in the jaw.
Yes, they did. And I'm talking about physical. I know Britt Key prides himself on physicality. The way Pitt was hitting them in that first half, Andy, they were going backwards. Them dudes were coming downhill punching them boys.
Yep.
And then the way they were able to run the football. Shout out to Tech, though. They tried to fight back. They got the momentum going into halftime and everything. And then they were driving again.
Yeah.
And they got
to get it 28-14 by halftime.
Yes,
which felt like a really big
game. And then you're like, okay, they're in this game.
Yeah.
And then they're driving down Andy, and they're in. And then Pitt makes a great all-zero blitz, but they drop a guy into the passing lane, pick six. But then Tech gets another opportunity to come back because freaking Narduzzi's dumbass. Oh, you come out, you throw. No time comes off the clock.
Meanwhile, you have a running back who's picking up 10 yards a kick.
Yes, and then you fake punt.
Yeah.
And the fake punt wasn't going to be anything because the dude tripped. And then you get the ball back and take in your territory. You know, and so
– I will say, like, that's a little bit of the ACC in a nutshell this year, though, too. Like,
okay.
So, like, there's obviously good teams. No great team,
right.
It doesn't seem like.
Right.
But there's just so much, like, so much self-inflicted stuff.
Yeah.
We watched the end of the Duke-North Carolina game. Because
what a play call.
Ashley always wants North Carolina to lose no matter what. So she enjoyed it. She hates North Carolina.
Okay.
She hates UNC.
Okay.
And that was enjoyable to watch the end of that for her, for sure. App won, too.
Yeah. Oh, success even better for her.
They're one win away from being bowl
eligible. Whose flag's out?
Mine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're 8-3. record's been better all year. And also, she's just kind of mad at App. Like, she just doesn't really – she's not feeling Dow
she's
Loggins.
She's feeling Dow, huh?
She's not feeling
– I mean, this was a Miami, great job of them going
yep.
up to Virginia Tech,
yep.
not letting that noon on the road, new coach energy beat them down. It was one more – obviously, Georgia beat the hell out of Charlotte. The funniest thing at the game was when we were sitting out watching the game and when Gunnar Stockton is running to the right and everybody in the freaking stands like, get out, Gunnar!
And then he dove.
And then he dies.
Because he doesn't care.
Right. I was like, get out, Gunnar! And then his ass just jumps and just dies for the first down.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, Gunner. We, you know, then because he didn't speak at the press. Kirby them gave him the night off from the press.
Oh, so people were worried?
Yeah,
so I wasn't following that.
Notre Dame absolutely beat the hell out of Syracuse.
That was borderline unnecessary.
That was unnecessary.
I understand they got to do style points, they think, and all that kind of stuff, but, like,
that was unnecessary.
Syracuse is a wounded animal.
Yes.
Like, they're not a good team.
They shanked them. Oh, what a big – Vanderbilt, what a nice man. I love Diego Pavia, but more than that, I love Diego Pavia's mom. She was in the stands having her a good time representing the Sun. Texas with a nice win. Arch, 6 touchdowns.
It was a nice win, and for ahead. Sure, like, I won't call it a bounce back, but, like, they you know, they needed it and all that. But, like, let's – I don't know. The way that it was being covered on social media and talked about was, like, we didn't watch what happened the week before against Georgia.
Yes.
Like, yes, Arch had 6 touchdowns, definitely.
Yep.
But, like – you know,
he got foots.
We just saw what happened.
He still had Georgia turf up his ass. Yeah. And then Tennessee, Florida. Oh, my God.
Still pulling Sanford Stadium turf out of his teeth.
Yeah, yeah. But then, obviously, Tennessee just annihilated Florida.
Hey, the most fun game of the day was Utah-Kansas State.
No doubt about
it,
man.
That game was insane.
K-State, man.
Yeah, man. Kansas State's fun and bad.
They go
and
they battle. Utah hung on though.
And Utah, yeah, they're it's weird. Like, their defense is normally pretty good.
Right.
They don't have much of a defense this year. Their offense is dynamic with when Dan Pierre's healthy.
Yes.
And they're not playing Texas Tech. Like, that offense is pretty damn good. I think that they've kind of played their way out of the Big 12 championship game. Probably going to be Tech and BYU rematch, which I don't know if anybody needs to see that. It was pretty thorough the first time. But then Washington beat UCLA.
Yes. I saw that. Got a chance
late
to see
night.
The, late night.
Didn't know Fubo and NBC were having a dispute.
Man, you got to know these things, man.
Had to call in the backup login
for
my sister-in-law. But, yeah, Washington.
Like, they didn't play till 11 o'clock.
Didn't start till 10:50.
Yeah, so when'd you find out that
– 10:50.
10:50, yes, when you call it.
Well, I was watching it. I was like – and I just texted my brother. I was like, hey, any chance you guys got a Peacock? And he was like, yeah, she does. So I was able to watch it.
But okay.
Jack was up anyway because he fell asleep too early.
Yeah, man. That's what I mean, because I was up because
was
I was
–
we got back from Athens. I took it like a couch nap. I was like, okay, I'm ready to roll. Couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah. And I wish they could have just beat Wisconsin. They'd be 9-2 right now with a chance to beat Oregon and maybe backdoor their way into the playoffs.
What about Dan Lanning? Oh.
Yeah.
Like, he always bumping his gums.
He is.
He's always bumping his gums.
Yeah. They played Portland State in September. I mean, I guess it's better to do it in September than November.
I guess.
I don't know what the difference
is.
Yeah, Dan's always saying something.
He's always got something to say.
His team's pretty good, though.
They are very good.
Pretty good.
Very young.
They played a nice game against USC. USC gave them a fight, but Oregon's – they're tough. Oregon's a tough team. All right. AMA/Falcons calls next to wrap things up. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. I do want to remind folks that the auction at today's Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is still open. So if you go to 92.9thegame.com, click the events page, place your bids on auction items, including courtside tickets at an upcoming Hawks game, complimentary rounds of golf, even a one-year membership at Eagle Watch Golf Club, which is where we're at right now. All proceeds benefit Pets for Vets. Again, that's 92.9thegame.com. Click the events page, and you can bid on the auction items. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Let's get out to some of these callers. Who did you say first, Abe? Sorry. Richard. Richard's in Buford. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Richard. Hey. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, no worries, man. I love you guys' shows. It's the only place I want to listen to if I don't want to hear any hyperbolic conversation about my Falcons.
Fair enough.
I did have a question, though. Given the fact that Rook and Dorless stayed out last year almost like a redshirt freshman, and the way that they want to take Jalen and have him focus solely on rushing off the edge, is there a chance that the reason that Penix hasn't been under center is that they're staging his development like almost like a freshman and sophomore year? That's all the question I had.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's just – it's not something that he's comfortable doing. And The one thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About a young quarterback is you want to make him as comfortable as possible. Now, he's got to learn it. And I think that's what I was talking about with the whole Caleb Williams thing. Ben Johnson has made him comfortable.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do it.
Right.
You know,
and it was pretty. It was rough.
It was rough
at times.
Yes, it was really rough.
Yeah,
you know, but in this, I mean, this is his first year with Ben. But yeah, it was rough.
You remember in preseason and early in the year, it was like okay.
Yeah, but it's something that you got to gradually grow into.
But that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Because the one thing, growing up as a young quarterback, you're always facing the defense. You're always seeing the defense.
Yeah.
When you're play action, because you, it's a difference between a play fake and play action, in my opinion. They do in Atlanta. You play fakes, play action. You turn your back, and then you look. And the processing part of it is, and so Michael's got it. I'm not saying, and I repeat this: he does not have to master it, but he needs to do it. He's got to figure out a way to do it because Anderson is going to have to run game also. He's going to have to run game also, and so these are just things that he's going to just have to continue as if this staff is here or if another staff comes in.
Yeah.
It's something that he's going to have to do.
The biggest problem now is that he's not going to be able to work on it because he's going to get surgery this week, and then he's rehabbing his knee, and he's not going to be able to get on the field and do the stuff that it takes to learn this stuff for a long time.
Correct.
So – you know, I like the question's interesting just as far as like how they're bringing along the development and how they've done it with other players. I mean, if that's what they're doing, he just missed out on his sophomore season pretty much.
Yeah,
hopefully, you know, I don't know. You can study it while you're rehabbing and all that, but actually doing it is how you're going to get better at it. James is in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on? I really just got one question. It's not even a question. It's more so an assessment. Are we all in agreement that we won, that's lit, but we don't want Kyle Pitts next year, right? Appreciate y'all for taking the call.
Thank you, James.
You know, I had such high hope for this dude, man. And he still,
so did they.
He still might grow to be a great player.
Yeah.
He still might. But it's just the fact that this team needed him so bad. And – I don't know his psyche or anything like that, so I'm not going to come out here and say and try to be, you know, tight end psychologist. But he ain't been the same since he dropped that damn ball of cheese.
It's true.
He just hasn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you got to let that
go. That drop against the Colts seemed to change things.
He ain't been the same
since. Or maybe it was something physical that happened before that led to all these
drops. It could be. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. But
maybe that drop was caused by the same thing that's caused these drops.
He's just too good. He's too good. Too good of an athlete. Too good of a damn athlete. And I've seen him be a dominant player. It's just too nah, so.
Yeah, I do think though, just for the purposes of the question, like I don't know how you can really justify bringing him back.
No, he is not.
I mean, somebody, he'll play football in the NFL next year.
Yes.
You know, then obviously you have that thing of, as a Falcons fan, if he goes and balls there, that's going to be frustrating. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's a Falcons thing. I think it's a Kyle Pitts thing.
Yeah, it could
be. And unfortunately, you know, it hasn't worked. It really sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, to be drafted that high and have all that talent and all that, it just hasn't worked. Daryl is in Southwest Atlanta. Hey, Daryl.
Hey guys, what's going on? I have a kind of a two-part question. Randy, in all your years of playing, was there ever like a favorite sideline reporter that you always enjoy talking to? And then the second part of the question is for both of you. If you could have like a sideline reporter for the midday show, who would it be?
Oh, that's a hilarious question. We just throw it to the sideline reporter at times during the show, just interview people.
I love it. Like on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I like Pam. Pam's so nice.
Pam Oliver?
Yeah, she's such a nice lady.
Awesome.
Man. I mean, I'm trying to think. Because, I didn't do a lot of sidelines. I did, but I had like 3 or 4 interactions with Pam. So she was really, really nice.
I'm always partial to Andrea Kramer.
Never met Andrea.
Given that I took her class and all that.
Yes, never met Andrea.
right. So, but I'm saying, like, if we were hiring a sideline reporter.
Oh, yeah.
She's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, she did something right.
She's going to ask tough questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if her brand and our brand are quite the same.
Channing Crowder.
But she did come on the show and say nut cutting
she
time
did.
One time.
She did. I picked Channing.
That'd be
Crowder. Let Crowder.
His brand. Is exactly.
Yeah. Let Crowder come do it. Oh yeah. Definitely.
All right. Let's throw down to Channing for an update.
Hey Mac, man, what that blank going on? It took y'all so long to get down here, dog. Y'all know that. You know they got to go in the damn locker room, Randy. Yeah, that'd be.
We should have him on at some point soon. What a hilarious guy. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey Mo.
Yo, what's going on, fellas, man? Hope y'all having a fantastic Monday. Hey, so two quick questions. Andy, tell me how you prepare your brine, because I'm doing it for the first time. I already got my lemon peels, my orange peels, and all that good stuff going on, my aromatics. But I'm just wondering how you do your brine. And number two, hey, man, I should be y'all's y'all sideline reporter, man. Y'all should just throw it to Mo from Columbus and just say some random.
We'll just check in on what's going on down in Columbus.
Yeah, why not?
What is it? What's popping in Columbus these days?
Hey, man, everything is popping in Columbus. Chester's Barbecue, State came down here, and I told State he ain't go to Chester's. But what's the go? Matter of fact, what's the go-to place when you go home? What's the place that you have to go to eat?
Big Chick.
Big Chick?
Hell yeah.
Izell's Fried Chicken.
Yep. Big Chick.
So good. There was a question in there, though. What was it?
He said, what do you do with your brine?
Oh, that's right. Just as make it as salty as possible. The point is salt. So I dissolve like a cup of salt into however much water it is that I need to cover the bird. And then I throw a ton of soy sauce in there, too, which is just more salt.
Right.
The funny thing is my wife always does like the last run to the store to get the last minute stuff.
Right.
I always need a thing of soy sauce. She got me the low sodium soy sauce.
Oh, no.
Like, that literally defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
I need the high sodium soy sauce. But that's it. Like, other than that, you're not really doing it for flavor. Yeah. You're just doing it for the salt, so it retains a ton.
Mo been looking at YouTube videos, putting all the damn lime, the peels and everything in their brine. Brine is such an easy, simple thing
salt.
To do.
It's just salt.
My brine is really easy, you know, but I saw somebody cutting up rosemary. I have nothing against it. If that's what you want to do, you do you. But you do wash the bird off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To put the rosemary on there once you're cooking it,
yeah,
sure,
yeah,
because I'll put like I'll put one of those branches of rosemary, you know, up its cavity.
Andy, but you know what, Andy, I despise rosemary.
You don't like it, huh?
I despise it.
Oh, I like it. I like a little rosemary on my potatoes sometimes too.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Ken is in Evans. Hey, Ken.
Hey, I got a thing. So, two quick things. One, Randy, you've been on the show saying forever that Drake has been in the position that you feel like Kyle needs to be in to succeed in our offense. And we got the answer to that. Kyle Pitts' piss is not hot.
Oh, yeah.
His piss ain't hot. And one thing you'll say about Drake, Drake got some hot piss. He go to bed with hot piss every time, and that's the reason. And
we can't say that. We got it.
I get in trouble.
You
got to
say pee. You got to say pee.
You got to say pee.
But, you know, I mean, you know, that could be part of it.
Yeah, man.
Drake's as competitive as they
he's
come.
He had a big drop last time. I'm not going to excuse him for that last game. Big drop.
It's been a couple fourth down drops.
Yeah, but he's great in contested catches until it seems like it matters. But, you know, he's a great player, man.
Derek is our final caller. He's in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? I'm not going to tell you. Great win for the Falcons yesterday. Unfortunately, I watched my Jets get pummeled. So I had time to watch everything. And
Falcons-Jets this weekend.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be a barn burner, as they would say. But also, another thing, too, is that I'm interested for Monday night. Carolina gets the win. They division lead. I might have a new team now. Thanks, folks.
Look at you. Look at you, Derek. Jumping teams. Look at you. But he's absolutely correct, though.
I will say this. There's one person and one person only that I heard complimentary of the Carolina Panthers before the season, and it's Mike Conte.
Yes.
Mike Conte kept saying, I'm not so sure they're going to be as bad as people think, and they've got some talent and stuff.
Yeah.
He's the only one. Man. Everybody else thought they were going to be
this
trash.
This gentleman that his son plays on the same football team with Samson, he's a big Carolina Panthers.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And so after they got destroyed, the Falcons, and seeing him, like, he had his Carolina Panther hat on, just walked in front of my car, just stood there as we were picking the kids up. It's like, yeah. Can't say nothing about it.
What, it's 30 to nothing.
30 to
there's
nothing.
Nothing you can say.
You can't say nothing.
Yeah, there's no comeback. All right, we got you in November. Yes. No, then they beat
and I don't
them
talk,
too.
You know, I don't talk trash about nothing. I sure was talking, bumping my grump, and it had something to do with that, the spirits that I was drinking. But I sure was bumping my gums with him that Saturday.
Spirits will make you
gums. Yeah, I was bumping that. Man, the Falcons going to go up there to Charlotte, and then, goodness gracious.
Not great. 0-2. Yeah. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As much as I don't pay attention to the commentators on the game, it seemed like a lot of people did. But Drew Brees said that Shook is a hard sack, and that I know that now that Andy is a shoe trader.
I'm a shoe trader, but I'm not a boot raw dogger.
Yeah, yeah.
Randy said, "Don't raw dog boots,
no.
Or you get bumped up."
Yeah, man, get bumped up.
Randy said he's going to be on those greens, and corns and bunions are contagious. They're STDs for the toes.
Yeah, man, don't be down there. Playing foots with just anybody, fellas and ladies.
All right. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dukes and Bell coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.